This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 6th. Yes, it's November. How time flies, and we definitely need to use it well. I am Marilyn Weston, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's been 10,080 minutes since we last spoke. If you heard our last show, you're aware that November 13th will be World Kindness Day. Actually, this Monday starts World Kindness Week, so you'll have 9,600 minutes to exude warmth and kindness, to be a friend, to make changes and release negativity from your life. None of us are perfect, but each moment we live offers us a huge opportunity to choose a good life. We may have made plans, but COVID or other things got in our way. Perhaps consider change as part of the plan. Then you can set goals and stay on track and know that a detour is helpful when you need to move around an obstacle. So today can be your time to review your to-do list, to assess what goals you keep and which you put aside. When you look at life, you can choose to be optimistic and work toward your desired positive outcomes. Regardless of what you aspire to, the bottom line is that you can and do make a difference. The key is not to just hope for good, but to turn your thoughts into actions and make good things happen. Now is the time you have the opportunity to fill your heart with love and appreciation that you can share. Thursday, November 11th is Remembrance Day, or Poppy Day. Plan to pause in a minute of silence to honor and remember all the men and women who have served and continue to serve and protect us. And when you do this, resolve to help make a better world as well, to be kind to yourself and others, and to strive for peace in your life, in our country, and in the world. You have about 7,400 minutes before we all pause to remember. In the meantime, you can buy and wear a poppy in support of the Royal Canadian Legion, who assist our veterans. Your actions of kindness will fill your heart, and the warmth and love you feel will simply flow from you to others, and hopefully they'll pay it forward too. In creating these happy moments, you'll build a community of caring and loving people that are willing to do what they can to help one another, and you'll be part of that. When you devote yourself to being kind, it will resonate and have a huge positive impact. I continuously remind you and myself of the moments we're living. These moments add up, and they total the sum of our lifetime. So look around, see what needs to be done in the world, and then once you know that, work to make it so. You have gifts, talents, wishes, hopes, and need. Prioritize them in your to-do list, and then enjoy working to fulfill them. You can affect positive changes. It starts with looking after yourself and then expanding your vision to embrace the bigger picture, to extend even to a world view. It is possible to live well each day. It is necessary we stay engaged in life and take the steps to live our best each moment. So at the end of the day, we can feel the satisfaction of having accomplished something good and move towards our goals. If when you have set your targets, you feel overwhelmed and need some guidance, know that the From a Woman's Perspectives team and I are here for you. You're not alone, and the information or inspiration you need is only a phone call or email away. Simply log on to marilyns.ca, click on radio, then on sponsor expert, and our contact information is there. Or you're always welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. It's easier to have confidence to take steps when you have a written chart that clearly maps your way. Today we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine the health coach, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. We'll discuss home sharing with Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls Canada, feng shui with Catherine Wilking, real estate with Melanie Martin, relationships with Linda Miller, moving with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility in your home with Daniel Wiskin of a Total Access Center. And of course, I'll be Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, and we'll learn a little more about CARP as well. So lots of ground to cover. Let's get started with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, who'll continue her conversation about men, women, and money. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, senior wealth advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. And she's going to continue her conversation about men, women, and money. So good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn. The past couple of weeks, we've been talking about men, women, and money, and the great insights of this year's Own Your Worth report from UBS. If you recall, only about 20% of couples make financial decisions together. And this is a problem. It puts the other person, usually a woman in the relationship, at a significant disadvantage and at great risk, given 90% of women in Canada will be responsible for their own finances later on in life. We've talked about what the study found, that both men and women agree are the benefits of a less financially engaged spouse becoming more involved in the household financial decisions. And these included things like making fewer financial mistakes, having more confidence in finances, and being better able to attain financial goals. And last week, we talked about how to engage a deferring spouse in financial conversations so that eventually spouses become equal partners, where both have a voice in the decisions that will profoundly impact their family and their future. And it starts by asking questions. We talked about questions like, what do you want to accomplish in your life? Who are the people who matter most to you? What do you want your legacy to be? And notice that all of these questions are big picture, the people and things that ultimately finances need to be there to support. And these questions are a great way for a financially deferring spouse to find their voice and get them engaged in the conversation. At some point when talking about these goals and priorities, eventually the money part comes up. And I have found that most people are interested in what it is that their financial resources can do for them, especially when it matches their life priorities. So once a spouse who hasn't been engaged in the finances becomes interested in the goals or priorities, now we can start to talk at a high level about money. I largely agree with what the report suggests are three key dimensions along which to think about your wealth. First is liquidity. What are the priorities over the next, say, 3 years that you will need cash flow to cover? Generally, these are style, lifestyle related. So for instance, travel, buying a home, children's milestones, that sort of thing. And if you're retired today, it may include having a comfortable income today. Longevity. What are your longer term needs? What is it that you would like to do to improve your lifestyle? Maybe you would like a second home, change careers, be able to retire comfortably and remain that way. What are the goals you would like to achieve during your lifetime that will take time, and money. And finally, legacy. Legacy building can be any time between now and way down the road beyond your lifetime. What are those goals and ideals you have that go beyond your own as you may try to improve the lives of others? Maybe that's family, charity, or building and sharing wealth over generations. With these goals, priorities, and ideals identified, and a bit of a timeline established, now a truly meaningful financial plan can be created to help map your finances to helping you achieve what matters most, individually and together as a couple.
I know that you, Darren, and the Farwell team want couples to be engaged together better. And I know that you encourage conversations. So if anyone sitting there is wondering if they could become more engaged and have a conversation, all you have to do is take down the number 416-863-7501. That'll get you to the Farwell group, and that'll get you to the information you need so that you have guidelines on investing in the future together, as opposed to having one person pull the whole load themselves. Leslie, I really found this series interesting, and thank you very much for sharing.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. And there's lots more to follow, all of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at Maryland's.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at Maryland's.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip, and I believe we're going to continue our conversation about food additives. Is that right, Dr. Betty?
That's right, Marilyn. So last week we talked a little bit about some food additives and some of the issues associated with some of the food additives. You know, sometimes people think if they're eating a healthy diet with maybe some almond milk or some other non-dairy products, it's important to read all the ingredients that were in all the foods that we're eating to make sure that we're not getting too many additives. So a couple of things I wanted to touch on today is the first one I wanted to touch on is actually artificial sweeteners. So common artificial sweeteners, we think of aspartame and sucralose and saccharin, and these are often found in diet or low-calorie foods. Basically, they're a flavor enhancer and they have no calorie content. But there's been some animal studies linked some of these ingredients to things like weight gain, brain tumors, bladder cancer, and many other health hazards. So really, when I focus on, certainly with patients, if they want to reduce their sugar consumption or certainly avoid sugar consumption, I really try to focus on and advise people to choose things like stevia and monk fruit. These are actually really good alternatives, or even natural sweeteners such as raw honey and maple syrup, really to avoid those kinds of artificial sweeteners. In the long term, they can potentially cause some health issues. The last three I wanted to talk about are really gums and thickening agents. And these are, the first one's called xanthan gum, we have guar gum, and locust bean gum. And these are thickening agents added to many foods, things like ice cream, yogurt, and cheese. And generally they can be found to be not much of an issue, but in some cases they can cause a laxative effect or can produce gas and other digestive issues. So that's the one thing we need to be aware of, because sometimes when patients are, you know, come into my clinic and they have digestive issues or they have diarrhea or gas, we often do food sensitivity testing. But it's important to understand that some of the ingredients, the additives, and even natural products like almond milk and other kinds of processed foods can be also an issue. So if you're having digestive issues, gas and bloating, have a look and see what additional ingredients are in the foods you're eating. And generally, I advise my patients to eat fewer packaged and processed foods and really focus on more whole foods. Cooking as much as possible from home is always the best recommendation. And if people have interest, are interested in getting a little bit more information about their health or some of the food additives, they can give me a call, 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you wish to deal with your health naturally and you're curious about food additives and how they will affect your health, give Dr. Betty a call. She offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation either on the phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. And as always, the website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from my website, marylins.ca. Thanks for that information, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
A good friend tells you as it is. In honor of friendship and love, I've told someone close to me to get their hearing checked. We can't converse when they can't hear my voice. My friend has agreed to call hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and set a date and time. Then finally, they'll get a hearing test and know if they need hearing aids and get the advice of Edmund. I'll be so happy to converse easily with them again. And now, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us so we can learn a little more about how to hear our best. And I hope he has a happy story. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I absolutely do have a happy story. So we regularly get to meet family members as well as lifelong friends who come into our offices together. It is wonderful to see the transformation and improvements of relationships as a direct result of hearing better. This brings me to our happy story for today. One of our long-term clients, his name is Peter, has been saying that he's been working on convincing his friend Sean to come in with him to get his hearing tested. Peter has been noticing for some time that Sean was withdrawing from people, and he believed that it was because Sean had an undiagnosed hearing loss. Now, after several months of Peter asking, Sean finally booked an appointment, and when Sean arrived, Peter was with him. So we tested Sean's hearing, and sure enough, he had a moderate hearing loss in both ears. And what happened next surprised both Sean and I. Peter said that he would be purchasing the hearing aids that we selected for Sean. What a generous friend. And so we fit Sean with his new hearing aids and had followed up with him several times to really make sure that things were going smoothly. And Peter came in not too long ago, and he's reported that the difference in Sean has been remarkable. He's much more social with people, and he's actively participating in the community. This friendship has since improved, and both Sean and Peter are entirely enjoying hearing their best.
Well, I really hope that you can help my friend as well, because it's important to be able to interact and to converse with your friends. And the generosity of Peter, well, that speaks for itself. So if someone has a friend that needs to have help with their hearing, what do you recommend we do?
The best thing to do is just pick up the phone and make that call. 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. A hearing test, results, and then action. Edmund Ivazian is a hearing instrument specialist, and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers will treat you and your friends well. Again, the number, 416-754-4327. Thank you for sharing that happy story. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
The past can't be changed, but it does help us become who we are today. If the you of now realizes that you'd be happier sharing life with someone new, someone who adores you, someone with whom you can enjoy life more, then no need to wish and hope. Now you can meet the right person with the help of From a Woman's Perspective's very own Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So the interesting thing about my job is I get to talk to a lot of really interesting people, and a lot of them have had really great lives. Sometimes people have had great relationships, and they worry that the people they're going to be meeting will never measure up to the person they've already had. Especially widows and widowers, it's a great fear. And I always say to people, you know, it's a testament to a great marriage that you're coming to me and you are at least, contemplating the idea that you might do it again. And then there's the people that haven't had such a great experience. But again, they're coming to me, and so there's a certain level of optimism there. And I always say to people, you know, you're not going to get the same thing that you had. So particularly if you were in a great relationship, you're not necessarily going to get what you had, but you might get something totally different and just as good. And I've had many, many people that have come to me that have had great marriages and they've lost a spouse and they end up in a relationship with someone who's totally different or sometimes just a little bit different and are end up being really, really happy. Or they've taken the plunge after being not so successful and found somebody that's just as lovely as they imagined. So I've had great luck either way, and I think it's sort of a testament to people's optimism, you know, in life and about life that they're going to go forward and try to find something better.
Well, we're living in the now, and if relationship is something you want, then Linda Miller is Cupid for From a Woman's Perspective and has been so for many decades. So all you have to do is give her a call and have a conversation and see if this is something that will help you achieve your dreams. Linda, your phone number.
So our office number is 416-777-6302. We have a toll-free number on our website as well at mistyriverintros.com. There's also a chat feature on there. So if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you're interested in finding out more, it's a person at the other end of the chat. So you're not talking to a computer or anything like that. And of course, I'm always happy to sit down for a free consultation, find out more about you, give you a better idea of what's available in your area. So that's always really useful as well.
Well, having wishes is wonderful. Having dreams is great, but making them a reality when it comes to relationships involves Cupid. Linda Miller, 416-777-6302. Call, have a complimentary consultation, and then see what follows. Thank you, Linda. Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. And then we'll have a conversation with Dorothy Mazzot about home sharing, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Today I wanted to talk about something really interesting. There are new guidelines in Canada for handling cholesterol or lipids, and those lipid guidelines have come out with some very specific information for women. So you may be in your 50s or 60s and seeing your doctor talking about cholesterol, and all of a sudden she's asking you about issues you may have had with pregnancy. Things like gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, or other hypertensive issues in pregnancy, small for gestational age babies. What's that all about? That was 30, 40 years ago. Well, the answer is we're now looking at pregnancy sort of like a stress test for your heart. And if you had problems with blood pressure in pregnancy, and there's a wide variety of things that could have happened, we know that it is a predictor for heart disease later on in life. So when you're seeing your doctor and you're doing your routine screening, talking about cholesterol, talking about blood pressure, don't be surprised if some of the questions now have to do around pregnancies, no matter when they happen, no matter how long ago. We also know that certain diseases that are more common in women, things like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, other autoimmune diseases, also increase your cardiac risk. So it's important to talk about these things with your family doctor and have an idea of what your risk is.
I take a deep breath because you always make sense of medical advice. Something new. We can look back, but today, 30 and 40 years later, what impacted us then impacts us now. Your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is priceless, and I'm so happy to have it in my store and signed copies as well. If anyone listening wants a copy, you can order it by calling me at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown, your book is available everywhere, so I'm just going to say look for it on Amazon, ask your local bookstores, and remember the name, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Dr. Brown, thanks for that solid information. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Sometimes you need more than numbers to make decisions about whether to buy a property. You also need the advice of someone familiar with the possible pitfalls of buying in an area you're unfamiliar with. When it comes to property north of the GTA, realtor Melanie Martin has all the facts you need, and her vast experience assures you you'll not only get a good deal, but also no unpleasant surprises at the end of it. She joins us now with her deal of the week for a property north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always looking for a good deal. And actually, I think I found something that I would love myself. You know, when you look at country properties, the idea is to have a realtor, of course, that knows the area. And I happen to know many, many, many areas over these last 40 years of working up north. But this property is actually in Remera. I've sold a few properties out there, and that township is just outside of Orillia, so you're really not too far from all of Orillia's amenities. But what I want to tell you about is this parcel is 51 acres with a lovely older-style Victorian home that's been renovated, and it has a nice parcel, not a strip size. In other words, it's a nice frontage of 2,000 feet along the road and about 1,100 feet deep with a lot of forest and pathways and lots of nature at your back door. But it also has a nice 21 by 25-foot heated converted garage and sort of an old-style barn or maple sugar shack, I think you'd call it, because there is maple trees back there. So this property, I would definitely say, is the deal of the week with taxes only $1,835 a year.
$1,835 a year for taxes. How much is the property?
This property is, I think, a very good value at $874,900 asking.
with a house on it and 51 acres. I think you forgot some digits in front of that, but if this is really a steal, if it's true, and you said the house is totally renovated. If someone wants to talk to you about this property with land, lots of land, as well as a renovated farmhouse, how do we reach you?
Yes, call me at 1-800-357-4193.
If you're interested in this property or in any property north of the GTA, call Melanie Martin, 1-800-357-4193. That's 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to the next deal. More and more people are realizing that living alone is not necessarily what they want. They're looking for alternatives. And that's when home sharing expert Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls Canada shines. Not only has she lived life like it's golden for many years, she's mapped a plan so anyone, a homeowner or a housemate, can find the right person to live with. Here with us right now to explain more about home sharing is Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls Canada. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Marilyn. I loved what you were saying earlier about kindness and sharing being so important, because that's such a huge part of what home sharing is all about. It's finding people that you really care about to share with, and you may not even know them when you first meet them. But if you choose wisely and you choose people that you have an affinity for, that you like, and you respect them, and you have a compatible lifestyle, it can be a wonderful, almost like a family relationship among the people who share a home together. I remember once I had a call from a woman who was, I guess, in her early 80s, and she was saying, she had all this room in her house and she would love to find people to share it with because there are so many people that need a place. And yes, she had the outgoing feeling of wanting to help people. But you know, that kind of attitude, it would come back to her so much if she finds the right people to share with her. Because giving and receiving really happen in a reciprocal way. And it's a wonderful experience in my life, and I really encourage people to think about doing it.
Well, there are legalities I've learned from you, and that's why you have your website, goldengirlscanada.ca. Can you tell us a little about what you do to help people find the right mate?
Okay, well, the basic website, very simply, people can list themselves almost like a dating site. They can list their profile, a little bit about them, what they're like and how they like to live and what they're looking for or what they're offering. And then there are resources on the site, which I also present at the workshops I do, the next workshop, which is coming up on November 20th. But we go through the whole piece about compatibility and really looking at how you like to live and what's important. And we go all the way through to having a checklist about what you would include in a home sharing agreement. Because it is important to have an agreement where you sit down and say, okay, this is how we're going to share the home, and this is going to be the space that you have, and this is the space that we share, and, you know, how the finances are going to work, and, what you're going to share and what you're going to have separately, how you're going to use the kitchen, all those things. It's so important. And then, you know, to really run it by a lawyer as well, just because you want to make sure that all your T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Because home sharing, it's not covered by the Residential Tenancies Act. Because that's an act which really defines the relationship between landlords and tenants. And if you're sharing a kitchen or a bathroom, in Ontario at least, then that act would not apply. And at the same token, there's all the family law, the whole body of family law that governs how people live together if they're married or even common law. But this is something that's sort of between a marriage, your family relationship, and a residential tenancies relationship. And so it's just a question of having a good document that covers all the bases, so it's very clear to everybody involved, you know, how you're going to live together. And then you can put that away and probably never look at it again, because you've talked through it all and you're all in agreement about how you're going to live together. And then it could just blossom from there.
Well, you're prepared to help people so they do choose wisely and they have no regrets. If anyone wants to talk to you about home sharing or about your workshop on November 20th, how do we reach you?
You can give me a call at 416-550-4015, or you can email me at hello@goldengirlscanada.ca.
Dotting your I's, crossing your T's, stopping to think, and then taking action so that you can involve yourself in home sharing is what Dorothy Mizzou is all about. Give her a call and have a chat and see if this is something that works for you. The number, 416-550-4015. 4015. Thank you, Dorothy. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. Now, our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to create harmony in our lives and in all the spaces we occupy and more. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I know we're into November this week, and I agree with you. I don't know where the time is going. But one thing for sure, the holidays are only a few weeks away. And this year, I think it's going to be a little special because last year, most of us were on lockdown or were worried about connecting with loved ones out of the bubble, right? So today, it's just about some observations. Our homes are full, seriously. We've been storing and collecting for ages, and there's a few reasons for this. I want to just share a couple of them. First of all, we're buying a lot of things in bulk these days. It's logic, by volume, sure. Buy more, save more. And what's happening is more space is required when storing these items. And secondly, it's a bit self-inflicted. We overbuy on themes, and we do it a lot. Let's say I like cats or dogs or sheep or whatever, and I buy a blanket with a cat on it, then a picture of a cat, then earrings and a calendar, and before you know it, all my friends are buying me cat stuff. It starts to accumulate very quickly. But one thing we can do is set some boundaries this year because people are going to want to bring gifts and celebrate with you as well, too. And it can be a tough conversation to say stop without having a solution in place. And I know you want to do something nice and bring gifts to your loved ones, but I also want to talk about these things over the next few weeks and help you plan ahead for the holiday season. We don't want to end up with more products that will create more waste and clutter rather than value. So this week's task is more about observations and deciding what's important for you. And next week, we'll get into what makes sense in the gift-giving department. And I'll help you look at some alternative solutions for celebrating the holidays. But yes, Marilyn, you know I've adapted my services, more ways to learn about feng shui, and I have a new podcast, Feng Shui Your Day, was launched last week. I'm just starting to do some promos right now, and yet you still should be able to find me on Spotify. So go into Spotify and search for Feng Shui Your Day for access of tips, musings, and interviews you can listen to anytime every single day.
Feng Shui, Catherine Wilking, Solutions for a Stress-Free Life. Take her up on her advice, and she'll be back next week. Her number, 905-599-2693. Thank you, Catherine. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Awesome. Take care.
Now, as promised, I'll share a little more about CARP. Since I'm now a member of CARP, I want more than just my Zoomer magazine. I want to participate in the advocacy and join my voice to the hundreds of thousands who already belong to CARP. I did get a call to action email. I'm going to read part of it to you. It says, "We've tackled the tough issues, the long-term care crisis, home and community health care, pension reform, elder abuse, caregiver rights, and more. But now we're taking on the most acute problem of all, Canada's woefully underperforming health care system. It's going to be the biggest, most aggressive advocacy campaign CARP has ever done, and we need your help." CARP has sent a demand to Prime Minister Trudeau and all the provincial and territorial first ministers that they pledge to bring Canada's performance to the upper tier within 36 months. I won't read a letter that's attached, but there are ways that people can be engaged, six of them. I think the two most significant, sign a petition to add your voice to our demand. Urge your friends and family to join CARP. Get involved with your local CARP chapter to intensify the pressure we're putting on provincial governments. I can go on, but I think the best thing to know is that your voice can make a difference. They're asking for our support and participation, and the letter was signed by Bill Van Gorder, the Chief Policy Officer at CARP. If you, like me, wish to facilitate change and make a difference, then do as a member of CARP. And if you haven't joined yet, log on to carp.ca, or the link is on my website, marilyns.ca, under Sponsor Expert List. Together, we are stronger. We'll talk CARP again next week and learn more. Next, after a few short messages, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get a fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and more. So stay right here and get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. As the cooler temperatures arrive, there's a need to pull out our winter clothing and get organized. If you haven't done so yet, you have no time to waste. My closet organizing instructions are on my website, marilyns.ca, and they'll guide you. It's a perfect time to review what you have and release what you will no longer wear. You'll be doing yourself a favor by creating space and order. Plus, you'll have a true picture of what you'll need to complete your winter wardrobe. Also, donating your gently used clothes now will help those in need for this season. Various charities who gladly take what you release are listed on my website, marilyns.ca. Once you've done your work, you'll see what things you love to wear and gain an understanding of what you need to add to tie it all together and make your wardrobe one that speaks positively and gives you confidence. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I'm able to dress every woman and help her find her best look. My store is now open by appointment only, so when you book a date and time, you can bring the clothes you wish to build with and pull your best look together. Stylish, yes, but more importantly, comfortable and appropriate for your current lifestyle. So if you have lots of clothes and feel you have nothing you love to wear, time to call me and have me as your wardrobe doctor. Book a personal stylist appointment with me at 416-504-6777. I promise that you'll be glad that you did. Next Saturday, November 13th, is my next Healthy Bra Clinic. If you've never experienced the amazing bra, now's your chance. We're booking appointments now. All you have to do is call that same number, 416-504-6777. And I look forward to your call. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our weekly health tip from Christine, the health coach, and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to talk about why exercise. Want to feel better, have more energy, and even add years to your life? Just exercise. The health benefit of regular exercise and physical activity are hard to ignore. Everyone benefits from exercise, regardless of age, sex, or physical ability. Need more convincing to get moving? Check out these facts of why we should exercise. Exercise controls weight. Exercise can help prevent excess weight gain or help maintain weight loss. When you engage in physical activity, you burn calories. The more intense the activity, the more calories you burn. Any amount of activity is better than none at all. To reap the benefits of exercise, just get more active throughout your day. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or rev up your household chores. Consistency is the key. Exercise combats health conditions and diseases. Worried about heart disease? Hoping to prevent high blood pressure? No matter what your current weight is, being active boosts high-density lipoprotein, HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, and it decreases unhealthy triglycerides. This 1-2 punch keeps your blood flowing smoothly, which decreases your risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you've not started an exercise program yet, call me for a complimentary consultation at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. You can add years to your life by meeting Christine and letting her help you. Thank you, Christine. Have a great day.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
I'm pleased to let you know that Christine, the health coach, has placed first in the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards for virtual instruction training. I want to congratulate Christine, even though she's left us now. Congratulations, Christine. You came in first. Now, the only person you'll ever need when you plan to downsize, declutter, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for the reminder earlier that next week is World Kindness Week. No matter what's going on, we can always choose to transform our days, our minutes, and our moments with kindness, and yes, optimism. It just keeps us feeling better and in control of our actions if we're not always feeling in complete control of our circumstances. Now that we're in November, I've noticed more of an urgency in people's to-do lists. The lovely mild temperatures we enjoyed in October lulled some of us into putting things off a bit more, thinking we still had time to accomplish our remaining goals before the end of the year. Now the pressure is definitely on. Keep in mind that the world's still facing some of the lingering effects of the COVID pandemic. Staff shortages are real. Supply chain challenges remain an issue. And everything seems to be increasingly more expensive. If there's a move on your horizon, it can really help your cause to have someone with what I call general contractor strengths. A senior move manager with years of experience who can help you to successfully navigate through all the moving parts associated with your specific circumstances in your relocation. I do my best to assist everyone who calls, but I received a call just yesterday from a family member who had arranged for a move-in date without anything or anyone in place for her mother-in-law. She was now scrambling to get someone to downsize, pack, move, and unpack for her mother-in-law next Saturday. Sadly, we couldn't assist in these circumstances, and frankly, I feel for everyone involved, especially for the older lady in transition. In these times, it's now more important than ever to leave yourself some lead time so that your move can take place in a cost-effective way without the hiccup and with the best possible people on your dream team. It's easier for everyone to lead with kindness when things big and small feel under control. You can rest assured that our dream team at Moving Seniors with a Smile will perform our magic throughout your upcoming transition. And it's never too early to start the planning for your next seamless move.
That was great advice. Nobody wants stress in their life. If anyone wants to talk to you about planning a move and downsizing and the things you do wonderfully well, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. She'll leave you smiling when you deal with her. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
Each of us is unique and our needs vary. When it comes to creating a safe and beautiful environment, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center gives his all and makes each client's needs and wants a reality. And he joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you're right. Each client's needs and wants is always different, but in this case, I want to talk specifically about Mike's father, Randy, who recently called me. He's an avid listener of the show. And Randy's just returned home from the hospital from a knee replacement, and he wants to have his main floor renovated to avoid the stairs in his house. So right now he has a powder room on the main floor, and he wants to convert it into a shower. So we can actually do this and make this possible so Randy can live on the main floor and he doesn't have to worry about climbing stairs to go into bed at night. What this involves is actually relocating the laundry room. So we're going to have to do some modifications and some design to make this work. And this is very possible with Total Access Center. This is our specialty and what we can do. We can reroute that powder room, and now we can actually make space for an accessible shower, vanity, and toilet. So you can have a three-piece bathroom on the main floor. And this is going to make Randy's life so much better in the long run. And we're looking to get started on this project in the next couple weeks, Marilyn.
Well, you're wonderful at what you do. What about a show special?
For sure. So if you're in a similar situation or looking to do renovations in your home, we have something called the Total Home Safety Check, where I can come to your home, specifically look at room-by-room scenario, and see what we can do to remove hazards in your home. If you want to renovate the bathroom, we can do that. Renovate the kitchen, we can do that. Having problems getting in and out of your home in the front entrance, we can also do that. So this Total Home Safety Check covers it all. You get a full written report with prices so you know exactly what to spend and what's best to spend it on. This is usually $89.95, and I'd like to give it away for the first two callers for free this week. So if you're interested, please give me a call, 647-206-6409.
You say $89.95. I hear other companies talk thousands of dollars. So even at the cost of $89.95, you're a bargain. But anyway, if you want to relocate a bathroom or do anything to make your house safe and accessible and beautiful, call Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center at 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. It is a new month, and you can start now to map a fresh path to your goals if need be. Just remember that as you strive to move forward in your life, you also celebrate the time to live and experience the pleasure and joy of living, and living a good life by sharing kindness and love. Our 60 minutes together are now almost at an end. Now that you've learned a little more from your experts in this hour, I hope you'll be motivated to focus on your needs, wants, and make a written detailed to-do list and then proceed to implement it either on your own or with the help of whoever can give you what you need so that you can reach your goals. Be aware of the preciousness of your life's moments and put them to good use. Do what you need to do to better your life. And then push your boundaries to include your neighborhood, your province, your country, and yes, even the world. What you do as an agent of change can have a huge impact beyond your expectations. You can reach the targets you shoot for, if not in a few moments, then in a few days or weeks or months. How long it takes doesn't matter. Your actions will propel you forward and take you closer to fulfilling your goals. What is important is that you don't stop trying and that you enjoy the steps you take to make your dreams a reality. Every moment is a gift and yours to enjoy as well as to use well. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help you and want to make your life's journey less stressful and as well more productive. We'll welcome your calls and we'll be there for you. Remember, the sponsor expert list is on marilyns.ca, and our contact information is listed. Or you're welcome to call me and get the information at 416-504-6777. I'll say bye for now and hope that you stay well and be safe. Don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour tonight, and with that, you're going to get an extra hour's sleep. Bye for now. Take care, and remember to be kind to yourself and to each other until we speak again in 10,080 minutes from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.